Get your engines ready. We are talking all things Indy 500, and we are doing that with Doug Bowles, president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to WoWo.
Good morning. I can't wait to be up there to see you guys tomorrow. It's going to be a blast.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited about this. In fact, my producer, Josh Williams, was the first one to even tell me about these Fan Fest events that you guys have going on. And I said, yes, Josh, book them. Let's talk to Doug all about it. Because really, you guys have been doing these Fan Fest events, seems like throughout the majority, throughout the month of April. First and foremost, we will talk about the event here in Fort Wayne. But before we get to that, how did this idea of these Fan Fest events even come to fruition?
Well, we've been doing for several years sort of town halls where I drive around the state and just talk to people and thank everybody in Indiana, because the Indianapolis 500 doesn't exist but for all the citizens in Indiana that who show up on race day. And, you know, Fort Wayne is one of the best markets we have, and we try and get out and just say thank you. And this year we decided, instead of just me going out and saying thank you and stopping by locations, let's just take some of those Indianapolis Motor Speedway Indy 500 assets, you know, a show car, the Borg Warner Trophy, a lot of fun things, and just take them to the people and have a night of celebration. So we're doing it in Fort Wayne tomorrow night, and that's really the idea behind it, is let's just make it more fun than one guy driving an Indy 500 Corvette out and saying thank you. Let's bring some of the Speedway with us.
I love that you mentioned, when you're bringing some of the Speedway with you, you mentioned the trophy there. I'm assuming maybe there are some cars or a variety of other things on display. I mean, what will someone experience if they attend tomorrow here in Fort Wayne?
So my favorite part is the Borg Warner Trophy, because it's just the history of that trophy. It is the actual Borg Warner Trophy that was commissioned in 1936. It's got the faces of all the winners of the Indy 500 on it, including last year's winner, Joseph Newgarden. So that's my favorite one. You get a chance to be right up next to it and have your picture taken, which is just see the detail, that beautiful sterling silver trophy. But we're going to bring a show car up. We're going to have this really cool replica of the flag stand at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And that flag stand allows you to get in, get your photo taken, act like you're starting the...
Oh, that's so cool.
It really is super cool. You know, the show car is super cool. You get to see a show car, you know, replica Indy car, basically a car without an engine in it. So that's a blast to see that. And then just, you know, the Red Bull's got this really cool car they're bringing up. Our friends at Miller Coors are going to be up there. So just a bunch of assets of things you see on race day.
Yeah, it sounds absolutely exciting. Okay, so now for a little housekeeping here, Doug. Where and when is the Fan Fest in Fort Wayne tomorrow?
So it's tomorrow afternoon, evening at Electric Works. And I think we go till 8 o'clock tomorrow night. We start there. So basically from the moment you get off work, you know, 5 o'clock. Tomorrow evening at Electric Works will be there. So I'll be up in town. I'm going to leave tomorrow morning and drive up, stop at some places on the way, and I'll be there in town tomorrow and then spend the evening with everybody just having a good time talking about the Indy 500.
Do you need a ticket to get in, or is there a cost associated?
No. It's free to the public. It's open to people. That's what we really want to do. We want to take the brand to the folks and give them an opportunity to interact. And as I said, really, it's an opportunity for us to say thank you so much. So no, we don't. In fact, I've been sending emails to all my friends in Fort Wayne reminding them, hey, tell your coworkers, tell your family, come on out, hang out with us and enjoy. Tomorrow it'll be 31 days to the Indy 500, so it's a great way to celebrate almost just the exact month away from the 108th run in the 500.
I can't believe it. 31 days. Really, I mean, what a way to get people hyped and excited for the Indy 500. I mean, not that there's any lack of that here in our great state of Indiana. I know we're all pumped for the Indianapolis 500. What a great event, Doug. Thanks for coming on and sharing it with us. I'm sure we'll have you back on in the future as the Indy 500 draws near.
That sounds great. And we'll look forward to seeing a lot of your listeners tomorrow night. We're going to have a great time and can't wait to get everybody back down here on May 26th.
Sounds good. Definitely looking forward to it. That's Doug Bowles, president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. So one more time, the Fan Fest event here in Fort Wayne. It's kicking off tomorrow at 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. at Fort Wayne Electric Works. So that's the Broadway building there here in Fort Wayne. They do have parking available. You do not need a ticket in. There's no cost whatsoever if you want to get out there and just get psyched and get ready for the Indy 500 coming up in May.
Podcasts by Federated Media.